Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
David Clausen joins me today. He is the Director of Christian Ethics and Biblical Worldview with Family Research Council, Nebraska Family Alliance, and 20 other family policy councils collaborated in a booklet entitled Biblical Principles for Political Engagement. David, welcome.
Yeah, it's great to be with you again, Karen.
Yesterday, we started the conversation and just asked the question, you know, are there biblical principles for political engagement? And we agree there are. What are some of the key political issues that we should be engaged in?
That's right. So there's a lot of issues that were being discussed right now in the public square. And oftentimes we think these are political issues, but I argue that really they're theological issues. And two that I would give you, one is the abortion issue, the issue of life. That's an issue where the Bible is really clear on the status of the unborn. It teaches that life begins at conception and that abortion is the taking of unborn life. You can see that in Psalm 139, Jeremiah 1:5, Galatians 1:15. Likewise, on the issue of marriage, the Bible is clear. It presents marriage as a lifelong covenant between a man and a woman. You see that in Genesis 2:24, Matthew 19:5, Mark 10:6 through 9. You know, so there's issues where Scripture is unambiguous. Even if those issues are being discussed and debated in the public square, as Christians, we need to make sure that we're saying, hey, these are first and foremost theological issues, and we need to go where the Bible leads us on these issues.
It is very important, too, in the way we engage. There's lots of platforms out there, but as Christ followers, we need to do so with empathy, but at the basis, at our very core, from the principles of biblical worldview. So, David, I'm loving where this conversation is going, and so tomorrow I want to continue the conversation, particularly in how, as Christians, we can engage in the political process. Look forward to the conversation, David.
Thanks, Karen.